Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing. He went to China following what he called a successful meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang.
We had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. And so this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
North Korean state media reports Kim said favorable dialogue between the two countries would continue. Turkish officials have now started investigating the disappearance of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who had been living in a self-imposed exile in the United States. Reuters' Emily Wither is following that story.
Turkish officials are racing to find out exactly what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi as the world demands answers about his fate.
We would like to know exactly what happened and bring those involved to justice.
Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi policies, entered his consulate for paperwork last Tuesday. He hasn't been seen since. Turkish officials told Reuters they believed he was killed inside the consulate and have asked for permission to search it. President Tayyip Erdogan's only comment so far is that he's closely following the case.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither following that story. The Taliban has ordered its fighters to attack authorities and security forces who are helping organize this month's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan, denouncing that process as fake. The long-delayed elections are scheduled for October 20th. More than 2,500 candidates thus far, including 418 women, are competing for 249 seats in the lower houses of parliament. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, in a report being released this Monday, predicted temperatures are rising by 1.5 degrees.